We'll stop debating technical analysis, which we've been doing.
Our audience didn't know that, though.
For the whole program.
Well,
we started off doing that.
That's true.
And we're going to get to some inflation talk, because we have Andy Sharp right now, the CEO of Stran Promo Solutions, traded on the Andy Shape. Shape. Did I say Sharp? I'm thinking of all this technical analysis. I'm thinking of the Sharp ratio. I'm sorry, Andy. Andy Shape, CEO of Stran Promo Solutions, traded on the NASDAQ, the ticker STRN. Andy, before we talk about the price increases, tell us exactly what Stran does.
Sure. Thanks for having me on today. So Stran is a outsourced marketing agency that we use branded merchandise, promotional products, really anything with a company logo on it to help our customers effectively market their brand. So anything from baseball hats to pens to banners. And then we provide tools for them to distribute that to the appropriate audience to really make a difference using that form of advertising. So it's actually a $25 billion industry. So it's a big industry that a lot of people don't know a lot about.
Well, we call that swag. Don't you call it swag?
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love swag. I think we all like to get some. I know here in the Bloomberg offices where we keep all the swag. And
do you know where it is?
Yeah. It's on the fourth floor on the west side, close to the windows.
Okay,
there's a pile of boxes.
Don't say it so everyone finds
in any
it.
Case, how have you been dealing with inflation? Because I'm assuming prices for all of that stuff, wherever you get it made, have just been rising.
Yeah, between inflation and supply chain struggles, we've seen tremendous increases in price. So in 2021 alone, we saw nearly 5 to 10% increases in price, and we're seeing another 5 to 10% increase in prices. So that's that's not even really accounting for inflation, the cost of money. So within a $25 billion industry, you're looking at $2.5 to $5 billion increases in cost. So we've absolutely seen it. We are trying to pass those costs along to our customers as much as we can, but we're getting pushback from our customers as well that are saying we don't necessarily want to pay more for that, so they sometimes are shifting their budgets a little bit.
Well, it's very interesting. We were talking to a retail analyst this morning on Bloomberg Television, and Kaylee Lyons asked her if she thinks retailers have much pricing power left. I think the consensus is that, luxury goods makers still can push prices higher, but for everybody else, it's going to be tough going forward.
Yeah, what we have seen is some of our customers really shifting their spend to more premium items. So rather than going and giving items out in mass and saying, we don't really know the ROI, they're really doing more targeted initiatives, saying this is the audience that we want to give items to or send them to, and we can measure our ROI. So it's a higher premium item, and it's much more targeted that we can really drive results. And when times may be uncertain, the brands we've found that the brands that really make a conscious effort to go and try to capture more market share really have had a lot of success. We try to help those customers that are looking to do that.
Andy, I've been obsessed with the currency story all day, all week, all month, I'd argue. Talk to us a little bit about how you were looking at a stronger dollar, a weakening yuan. How does that affect your business?
It does affect our business because a lot of the products that we bring in from China. So that does affect it. Even though the supply chain is a disaster, as everyone reads, I mean, this cost to bring in a container has more than tripled. We're seeing a little bit of relief from that with cost of importing coming down a little bit. But the cost for bringing things in from China really outweigh the dollar to yuan price discrepancy. And about a year ago, it was a lot worse, but now it's starting to get a little bit better. So, we see the supply chain really a bigger issue to us, the cost of import goods, as well as the delay in supply chain more than the cost of the dollar.
But Andy, does it mean that if you start to see supply chain issues or even further currency weakness, or currency strength, I should say, for that matter, does that bring up or accelerate any plans to onshore or nearshore? There's a massive push from the Biden administration to bring more production back into the United States or even within North America itself. I'm curious if you have that same thought process.
We do. It is difficult, though, to set up that infrastructure. So we've been dependent on China for so long for the products that are made that you see the giveaways or the promotional items, that setting up that infrastructure is difficult with the United States. As an example, in 2020, we were the exclusive provider for merchandise for the U.S. Census to promote the census, and all of that manufacturing had to be done 100% made in the USA. And we did struggle a little bit with finding certain items that the buyers wanted to potentially use that we couldn't find that were made in the USA. Things like silicone phone wallets. Like, there's no one in the USA that we could find that made them. So as much as we want to try to shift some of that spend into the United States, there are some processes and some manufacturing capabilities that really that infrastructure to set up really is taking a lot longer than anticipated.
But how, I mean, you know, you founded this company in 1996, right? So you've been doing this for a long time. How crazy was the supply chain fiasco of 2020 into obviously 21 and 22? And how much did that make you want to change these processes that you've been using for so long?
It really was a disaster. We've never seen anything like it. I mean, at first when the pandemic hit, our industry was interesting because a lot of companies in our position, ourselves included, shifted to PPE, personal protective equipment, things like masks, hand sanitizer. So that got us through. But then for a little while with the supply chain, it disrupted a lot of things. And really how we're dealing that with our customers is really over-communicating with them. And pre-pandemic, they wouldn't accept things like the boat is stuck in the port, or there's been a delay in shipping, or it hasn't left Shanghai yet because we can't get it on a boat. They wouldn't really accept that. Now, as long as we over-communicate with them and explain to what's going on, they can accept it. So the only thing that we have to be aware of is event-driven activities. So if we're giving things away at event, whether that's, say, the Super Bowl or a large event, we have to plan around that and can't really depend on that. Like we do for the New York City Marathon, we hand out ponchos that all the runners get, and we're very aware of that they're if we miss that due date, we can't have it. So we have to plan well ahead of that. So it's forced us to not only plan ahead, but also over-communicate with our customers.
All right, Andy, great having you on the program. Thanks so much for joining us. Andy Shape there. He's the CEO and the co-founder of Strand Promo Solutions. Traded publicly on the NASDAQ. The ticker is STRN, and they make all that swag for companies that you probably want.